This is Pocket Watching with JT, the call-in financial talk show focused on helping you get your money right. Jason Thornton is a certified financial planner, licensed in both tax and investments. Now, this is not personal financial advice. This is JT's real reaction to all your money and business questions. Are you deep in debt, living paycheck to paycheck, and looking for a way out? Call Pocket Watching with JT, the financial advisor for the people. Need more? Book your personal consultation with my man JT at pocketwatcher.net. Now, let's go pocket watching.
Hey, Pocket Watchers. Welcome to Pocket Watching with JT. I am certified financial planner Jason Thornton. That means I'm an actual financial advisor. I say this a lot, but I have to be clear. There's a lot of people acting as if they are financial advisors when they're not. I am one. I am a financial advisor that specializes in tax and wealth planning for my clients. But on YouTube, I react to bad financial advice, your money questions, and scammer news. Now, I've got to give a big shout out to the over 109,000 Pocket Watchers out there. I got to say thank you. My silver play button from YouTube is in the mail, and it should be here early next week. And when it gets here, we'll do a live stream. I will try to thank as many people as I can, because getting over 100,000 subscribers is not only an achievement for myself, it's an achievement for each and every one of you Pocket Watchers out there. So thank you to everyone who hit the subscribe button, everyone who shared this content, to all the moderators, and to everyone who did a collab with me and came on the show, and to every caller who called into the show. Thank you. This is an achievement for all of us. And sometime next week, I'll do a live stream and we'll have some fun. But let's get into today's show. What are we talking about today? Well, today we have to talk about this topic of GS Partners, Brother Ben X, and the government, state governments, probably the federal government soon, the government shutting them down. Now, many of you may not be aware of what's going on, but about a month or so ago, I did this video here, I believe in September. I did this video, and I want to kind of explain how we got here, because I know Brother Ben X, if you're watching or maybe on the replay, someone sent this to you, I understand your position. So I want to be clear. How did we get here? Well, some of you may be unaware, but I offer free consultations to people who have a tax problem or a financial problem. You can go to my website or you can call my office. You can book a free phone consultation. You'll tell me what your issues are, and I'll try to give you recommendations on how to, you know, make better moves financially, right? One particular Pocket Watcher from Texas, they called in for their free phone consultation. We talked about their particular financial situation, but before the call ended, they asked me a question. They said, JT, I want to run something by you. I want you to let me know if you think it's legit or not. I said, okay, sure. What's going on? And they told me, they said, well, there's these guys down here and they are promoting this investment opportunity, a passive investment opportunity. And they say that, you know, they're making a whole lot of money, and they're really getting a lot of people involved. And she said that, you know, they claim that they're making like 4% interest on their money every week. Now, at that point, I already knew it was a scam, right? At that point, I'm like, I knew it was a scam. But I allowed them. I said, you know, tell me more. What's going on? Well, you know, there's this guy, Brother Ben X. He's in the Nation of Islam. And, you know, they're really promoting and sharing this information. And it sounds good, but I'm not sure. I don't know if I want to put my money in it just yet. I want to run it by you. The company's called GS Partners. Have you ever heard of GS Partners? And I told them, no, I've never heard of GS Partners before, but without even doing any research, I can probably bet this is a scam. This is most likely some kind of Ponzi scheme, a pyramid scheme, because 4% weekly returns are virtually impossible. It just doesn't exist. And if it did exist, those type of investment opportunities would not be offered to someone who can only afford to put in $2,000, right? Let's just keep it straight. So I did my research. I looked into it. And I did this video right here. So let me bring this back up. I did this video. And for those of you who were not here, I'm going to show you a few clips from that video just to get you up to speed. So here we go.
Our money can work for you. You can work for money. Our money can work for you. This is one of the most influential, prolific influences in all social media. Here's the part you need to really clap for. He's here on the front row in the same company you're in. Okay, wait. In case you were wondering whether I'm in the right company, bam.
So I wanted to have some passive income, and the brother had in his bio 4.15%. So when I saw 4.15% per week, I said, whoa, that's a pretty good percentage. Let me check this out.
He said, I'm just checking it out. I'm just testing this out. I'm just trying to see if you're a big deal or not. Ben, what's your, is it okay if you give me a passive income? His favorite word, pass. Get pass. You know, business, he ain't continental executive. Did you even answer me yet?
No, sir.
Okay, continental executive, he accidentally hit continental because he's not really trying to be a. He's such an influencer, he puts a link on his Instagram and people sign up. He sponsors like 300 people. Right? What is your passive income per month?
About 60,000.
Oh my God! Get in here! He said about, you're fine so you don't miss this. He said his passive from the certificates is about 60,000.
A beautiful black man has literally saved my financial life. It's not that I wasn't making money, but I had some things that went wrong in my past business. And one of the guys was like, man, you know, everybody who's not working with me no more, man, they not making the same money that they was making. And I never said anything back to the tweet that I saw. But man, now I'm making over half a million, and I ain't even got to go to work, clock in, sell, make a boss. It's all passive.
Because this, for me, has become a resurrection of the dead. Now I have a tool where I can go to Killer Mike, I can go to Snoop Dogg, I can go to Nick Cannon and show them how to get their families out of their pocket. That now they can get these certificates and make money for their family while their principal is still in their own pocket. I just want to say to you, the courtship for me and GS Partners is over. I want to get married right now.
I really needed to have my money, make money. And as I said, we were in another company, and that kind of ended. So when we started this one, I saw the value of the certificates. This is the best thing I have ever done in my life. The very best. I'm making more money now than when I was working. And I'm retired from the United States Postal Service. And I make more money than my retirement with these certificates. So I am just, I want to tell all seniors, do not be afraid of this company. Don't be afraid of cryptocurrency. Don't be afraid of any of this, because it's real.
So once I met those guys and I met a lot of the principals, I was able to come back to my network, my clients, and basically give them more value. So they just started coming out in droves, because what we were doing at the time was giving people 4.15% per week. Now we're giving upwards of 22% per week.
All right. Let's take a break. Let's think about this for a second. I want to explain to you the frustration that I had while watching those clips. Being a person that actually went to school to learn how to give financial advice, to understand how financial instruments work and the proper way to understand someone's particular financial situation and how you guide them to better manage their money to meet their short and long-term financial goals. Seeing that is like a slap in the face to every single person who actually is licensed and certified and qualified to help these people, because there's so many problems with what you just saw. So let me show you my notes real quick. Let me show you my notes because I want to make sure we're all on the same page. All right, so let's take a look at this. Let's take a look at this. From that video clip that you just saw, I've got three main topics that I want to make sure you understand. Point number one, influence. Now, in that video, you see the main people within this company. They are praising Brother Ben X for his influence, right? And his ability to bring people into the investment opportunity. He said that this guy is such a great influencer that all he has to do is put a link out on his social media. And he signed up about 300 people into the program by just putting the link out. Now, I know, Brother Ben X, I know your defense has been that you do not run this company. You did, you know, this is not a company that you founded. This is not a company that you operate. This is a company that you joined on with and promote. And for some odd reason, you believe that that keeps you away from any type of criticism. You are incorrect, because I know you're a young guy. And listen, I don't fault you for being young. But here's the problem. You have a following, a large following online. You have to be extremely careful on the things you promote. See, I think you believe somehow, some way, that you found some sort of crack in the matrix. You believe by saying, I'm only documenting my process, that somehow that's not you promoting, right? All I do is show people how I'm making money, and if something goes bad, I'll tell them. Bro, if something goes bad, you'll tell them. By the time something goes bad and you're made aware of it, it's too late. All of the people who signed up under you are already in. How is that helping people? As soon as something went bad, that's when I told people. What are you talking about? That's not how this works. When something goes bad, I'll tell people. How about do some more research? How about actually seek out guidance and advice from people who are qualified and licensed in financial advice? You would have known at the start this isn't a good thing. But another thing that I want you to notice, in his speech, he talked about how he was kind of in a bad financial spot based on the past business he was with. I'm assuming he's referring to the BWO, right? The Black World Order. I did a video on that already. But based on what I heard, it sounded as if he was saying, based on a bad business deal that he was in earlier, his income was a little shaky. It wasn't where he wanted it to be. And this passive income opportunity really helped him out, got him back on his feet. He even said that he's making $500,000, all passive. $500,000, passive. We'll get to the next point. Let me get to the next point, and we'll take on callers here, but this is so sad. So influence. Influence is number one. Understand the power of influence and how I believe that the leaders of GS Partners, They see Brother Ben X for what he is, a social media influencer, and they want to leverage his influence to bring more people in. And apparently, about 300 people have been added to this opportunity based on him. So, all right, let's move on to the next point. Point number two, financial desperation. Now, when this sister got on the clip, a tear almost should come to your eyes. Understand what's going on here. This woman is in desperate need for financial stability. She is retired, okay? She's retired from the post office, I believe she said. She's retired from the post office, meaning she is on a fixed income. Not only that, she said that she was in a company before that didn't work out. See, those of you who haven't played around in this multi-level marketing slash Ponzi scheme world, that may have went over your head. So let me explain what she's saying. Based on my knowledge, what she's saying is she was in a Ponzi scheme before, or a pyramid before. She lost money based on that. So now she's in desperation looking to try to make her money back from the last scam she was in. This scam pops up. So now she attaches herself to this new scam and she's making more money. Understand, she said she's making more money now passively than she was when she was working. That's not how the financial system works in the US, right? For most people, you are not going to be making more money passively than you were when you were working. Red flag. That leads me to the next red flag. Next red flag is financially illiterate. Everyone in this program must be financially illiterate, because if they were not financially illiterate, then they are scammers and they are aware of the game. Because here we go. This particular gentleman, I believe he said he was a mortgage broker, but this particular gentleman, he was talking about the 4% weekly returns. But he said that was old. The 4% weekly returns was old. He said we're doing upwards of 20% weekly returns. 20%. That does not happen in real finance. 20% weekly returns. That on its face will tell you this is a scam. Stay away. But I know that financial literacy is probably at an all-time low. And when you get a bunch of financially illiterate people together, you get this. But if you would simply pick up the phone and call your local certified financial planner, whoever it is, just call them up and just say, hey, listen, I'm thinking about booking an appointment, but before we book the appointment, I just got one quick question. It'll take 10 seconds, maybe 30 seconds for you to give me an answer. The 20% weekly returns sound legitimate to you? That's all you have to do for free. Just call up a CFP near you. And you would know in that 30-second time frame that it's a scam. But because of influence, because of being financially desperate, because you're financially illiterate, you're not going to do these things because you want it to be true. And because you want it to be true, you will ignore all of the red flags. Just ignore them. Nope. See no evil, right? Hear no evil, right? Speak no evil. Just let the money keep coming in. Ben X said he was making $60,000 a month passively. Where do you think the money's coming from? Could it be coming from the 300 people who signed up underneath you? All right. So eventually doing that show, Brother Ben X came up, and me and Brother Ben X, we had a conversation. So I'm going to show you guys the conversation me and Brother Ben X had. So here we go. Is it not alarming that they're not actually registered a license to do what they're doing with American citizens to invest like that? They actually have to be registered, so they're actually operating illegally?
So to answer that question, because it is crypto, I think it is unregulated. And as far as like the government.
Not the way that you just described it. No, because it's not crypto in the way that you described it. Crypto is simply the medium of exchange for the investment that they're doing. And Brother Supreme said that they are investing in real estate, in fintech. These are things that are traditional asset classes. So you have an investment company who are taking investment money from US citizens that is not registered to do so in the United States. So in fact, that would be against the law.
It's against the law because of what exactly?
In the United States, right. So in the United States, to collect investment money from the open public in the way that they're operating, you have to be registered to do so, either on the state level or on the federal level with the SEC. This company is neither registered with any individual state regulatory body nor the SEC. They are actually operating illegally. Do you find that alarming?
Well, I don't know if it's operating illegal or not.
No, I mean, by the definition that you gave me of what they do, they absolutely are. And I'm actually licensed financial advisor. I'm telling you, it's operating illegally based on everything you just said.
And in the United States did what?
The United States, unfortunately, has a very busy regulatory body and it's very small. The more that awareness like this show and other shows that will follow make the SEC aware, the SEC will absolutely shut them down. They're operating under the radar because no one really knows. As soon as the SEC is aware that they are taking money from US citizens and are investing that money, they will be shut down. They are offering unregulated securities. These meta certificates that people are buying are unregulated securities. It is illegal for them to do this.
Okay.
Yeah.
Yes, sir. I appreciate it.
Oh, absolutely, man. You have a great day, all right? All right, so that's the conversation that we had. Clearly, I explained to him as politely as I could at the time that what was going on was illegal. This company was selling unregistered securities to U.S. citizens. They have to be registered either on the state level or the federal level. When he asked me the question, well, what is the U.S. government doing? What have they done? I explained to him again, listen, the regulatory body of the U.S. is very busy and they're very small. But because of this show and shows like this that will come after, they will be made aware. And as soon as the state bodies and the federal body, as soon as they know what the hell is going on, they will absolutely shut it down. Now, I don't think Brother Ben believed me. What do I know, right? What do I know? I don't think he believed me. I think he was still gung-ho in the program because, once again, he's making $60,000 a month passively from this program. And, you know, money can make things look a little different. So I understand that. But I want to give a shout-out to a couple people and a couple of sources here. I want to give a shout-out to, let me see here, Ponzi Patrol. Ponzi Patrol is a YouTube channel that I use as a part of my research before I did the original video. They cover a lot of different Ponzi schemes that are going on, especially in the crypto space. Go check out Ponzi Patrol and the website Behind MLM. Great website. Go check both that YouTube channel and that website out. Now, Ponzi Patrol, shout out to you. He hit me up in an email the other day and he was like, hey, JT, I want to let you know, it looks like the state of Texas has issued a cease and desist order against GS Partners. And I told him, thank you. I appreciate it. I've been waiting for this. Now, what he didn't know and what you did not know is that I actually had a bit of a heads up before everyone else. So let me show you guys something here. This is an email sent to me from the state of Texas. This email was sent to me Friday, October the 27th. All right. And let me just read to you what this email says. It says, Mr. Thornton, my name is Seth. I am a financial examiner with the Enforcement Division of the State of Texas State Securities Board. Copied on this email is Kristen, an enforcement attorney for the board. As you're likely aware, our agency is responsible for administration and enforcement of the blue sky laws here in Texas. The Enforcement Division in particular is responsible for enforcing the laws concerning unregistered security activity. I would like to speak to you about GS Partners, if you're willing to share some of your time with us. Check this part out. I had just recently watched your videos with Brother Ben X, in which you had described the scheme to him and your viewers as a likely Ponzi scheme. I shared the videos with Christian because we just, you know, this morning, this very morning, been discussing how the math would work if this was a legitimate offer, right? If this was legitimately profitable, how would this actually work? They were describing the math. And they said, then I saw you give the same explanation to your viewers. I would like to thank you for your efforts as well, educating the public on what seems like common sense to financial professionals or a regulator is an important proactive measure that we use. And while investor education may not be as appealing as the look at my Lambo marketing efforts promoters of schemes like this employ, the limited section of eyes and ears who do experience them are enriched and better protected for having done so. Just giving a shout out to the content. So I want to say thank you. Last line says, additionally, I brought this to the attention of the director of enforcement here in Texas, who asked me to pass along his earnest thanks as well. So I knew this was coming sooner or later because this is common sense. This is basic finance. And for some reason, Brother Ben X, I guess, didn't think that, you know, me being a certified financial planner actually gave me enough up here to know and recognize the security when I see it. So ultimately, this is what we get, right? This is what we get. We get the cease and desist order, not only from Texas, but other states as well. But special shout out to Texas, because I think Texas really was the spearhead. They gave me, you know, a shout out and really reached out to me. So I want to thank Texas. But I believe California and other states as well are, you know, working to get them shut down. But I wanted you guys to take a look at the orders that they have. Described it as a multi-level marketing scheme. Also said that, you know, registration violations, fraud, and the concealment of material information. I mean, just, they gave orders basically to shut it down. They are not able to operate in Texas, in California, and really they're not registered to operate in any state whatsoever. Point blank, period. So, I mean, what more do we have to do here, people? Just listen. I am well aware that many of you are having issues financially. I get it. We're in a recession and it's only going to get worse before it gets better. You're looking for opportunities and ways to get some kind of financial stability in your life. I get it. But schemes like this aren't going to work. If you're entering into some sort of financial arrangement that you do not understand, that's a red flag. Anyone who's in GS Partners, I can tell you right now, you did not understand what was going on. There is no way you understood how you were getting so much money. There's no way. Because if you did understand how you could get 4% a week or 20% a week or 6% a quarter, whatever it is, if you really understood what was going on, then you would have known it was a scam. So either you are hoping to get in and out before it fell apart, which is kind of scammy, or you're just a victim, but you're a victim of your own financial desperation. If you just take a few steps back, look at your budget, cut out the stuff that you are overspending on, work on your skill set to get a higher earning job or start a business that's legitimate, not some sort of internet side hustle. Work on your budget, pay down your debt. It's not going to be easy, but it can be done with discipline. When you keep trying to become rich based off a lottery ticket, you're going to continue to be a loser. Because that's what happens in the lotto. Many, 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 many losers, only a few winners. That's how it works. All right, so I'm going to try to keep this short. I'm going to take up a few callers. I see a few people in the back. Let's get straight into it. Maybe I missed something. Maybe there's something within this whole arrangement that the pocket watcher can't see. But obviously, to me, this is a Ponzi scheme on one end, a multi-level marketing scheme on the other. As I correctly predicted, as soon as the state regulatory bodies were made aware of what was going on, they would shut it down. That's how it works. But if you are an influencer, especially if you're an influencer in the Black community, you have to think twice, double check, seek out actual licensed professionals to advise you before you push stuff in front of your people, because you are advertising and marketing to a financially desperate audience who will jump at any opportunity to become generationally wealthy. So y'all got to work on that. So here we go. Just for everyone to know, there is a link in the chat. You can hit the link in that chat to call into the show. Maybe you can teach me something or you can let me know what's going on in your situation. But I'm telling you right now, if you're here to promote the scam, it's not going to work out well for you. But let me bring up some people here. I got Ronnie in the back. So let me bring up Ronnie. Ronnie, you are live on the air with Pocket Watching with JT. What's going on?
Hey, JT, how you doing? Can you hear me?
Yes, sir. Go right ahead.
All right, man. You always have these great shows, man. I just got 2 points for Brother Ben X. Based on one of your last videos, I think it was you or somebody else. I think Brother Ben X, he went to college and he was a basketball player, if I'm correct, or something like that.
Yeah.
So one of the issues I can tell you, you went to college also, so you went on campus and stuff, right?
Mm-hmm.
The problem with Brother Ben X, I can tell you, is this. As an athlete, he went to school and he probably didn't learn anything, because you saw that you probably had athletes in your class and you saw how the college system just puts them in a class and they don't actually make them do work.
Yeah,
right?
Yeah. Quietly as it's kept, I was one of those athletes. Wasn't a star. My place was on the bench, but yes. I was one of those athletes. And yes, when you are a star athlete at some institutions, you barely have to show up the class.
Yeah. So you can see probably Ben X, Brother Ben X, because he played sports, he probably didn't graduate with an actual degree that would allow him to.
He openly explains that within his story. He dropped out. Yeah, he dropped out.
So that's, you can tell. So that's a brother that's basically trying to do a quick cash grab. Whatever hustles out there, he's trying to be a part of it. Because this is a new hustle for him. What, 2 years ago, he was with the BWO or something, 2 to 3 years ago. Yeah. If you notice, it's a pattern with these guys. They change hustles every 2 to 3 years. In order to be successful, you have to be working at something a minimum of 5 years before you actually can master something. Brother Ben X, you can tell he's just going to keep going to the next hustle. Now that this is a Ponzi scheme, You'll see. Give him 6 months. He'll be preaching something new. And another thing, message to him, because I know he's probably watching. Mm-hmm. He looks nice in that turtleneck. I don't think they have turtlenecks in jail, my brother. So, you know, stay away from the Ponzi schemes, man. That's all I have to say, man. Brother Benex, hey, man, chill out on all these scams and stuff that you're doing, man. Thanks, JT.
Thank you for coming up, Ronnie. I appreciate it. And to be clear, if you are heavy promoter in these schemes, you could be financially responsible. So let me explain to Brother Benex. And to anyone else who was heavily promoting this scheme and you were making $60,000 a month and stuff like that, I want to explain where the money came from. Most likely, the money was not coming from the income from these profitable businesses. The money was coming from other people who got into the scam after you. So when the government steps in and they take a look at what happened, they're going to look at everyone who made a lot of money. People were pulling money out. So if you pulled out a lot of money, they're going to go to you and say, we want that back. It's called a clawback, right? Clawback, meaning, hey, there's a lot of people who lost money. You were kind of on the top. You were making a lot of money. So we're going to take the money back from you and hopefully they'll chop it up and give it back to as many of the victims as possible. So if I was you, I would take inventory of my bank account. I would take inventory of my stuff and start trying to liquidate so you have the cash available to give back. Because it doesn't matter if you don't have the money anymore, you will still owe it. And you will have a debt with the federal government that you will have to pay them back, regardless if you spent the money already or if you still have it. So just be careful. Just be careful. All right, let me see here. We got El Malik Shabazz in the building. What's going on? You live on air.
Yeah, what's up, JT? You can you hear me?
Yes, sir. Go right ahead.
Oh, yeah. Love the show, man. I mean, man, your words came true within what? A month ago?
About a month or so.
That was really something, man, to see that unfold. But like, you know, like you broke it down so well, man. I mean, your mathematics, you did the real math on that, man. And it's like, you know, and that's not even high level math. You know, that's one plus one. That's literally one plus one math, you know. And it's amazing, man. But, you know, only thing I want to say, that one thing I do know that you can do 20% a week on, mm-hmm, is if you actually trading your own money in the currency markets or the commodities markets. I mean, I'm saying, I've seen that done.
Yeah.
You know, like I saw my brother make $10,000 on his $25,000 Forex account. I've seen that actually happen for real. But that's what I just want to let your listeners know. If you're going to see 20%, trust me, you're going to have to do that yourself in the markets.
Now, real quick, I got a follow-up question for you, because everything you just said, I believe, because I'm trusting you. I believe it. But here's a follow-up question. The person, you know, your brother who was trading in Forex, he was able to get that 20% in 1 week. I absolutely believe that. He got 20% on what sum of money?
At that time, if you had a 25, he was with Forex.com. He had a $25,000 trading account. But through Forex, you can leverage that up.
Oh, meaning I know.
You understand all that, right?
The amount of money he made was roughly around what, about
$10,000? But he took high leverage positions. He took, like, at that time, you could put on a $300,000 position with a 25. Mm-hmm. If you had $25,000, you can leverage that up to $300,000. And my brother,
my final follow-up question to you. Your brother, is he now a multimillionaire from doing this?
Oh, no, he messed up. I mean, like I said, he caught the gambling bug. He thought he was going to hit that every week, and he actually pushed it to $500,000 and wiped his account out. So, my point is that if you want to see 20%,
right? It's possible. And thank you, I appreciate you coming up. Yeah, it's possible, but we're talking about one-off stuff, not consistently, right? Is it possible? Is it possible for you to win the lottery? Absolutely, it's possible for you to win the lottery. Is it likely that you're going to win the lottery? No. And even those people who do win the lottery, a lot of them end up going broke. Just as this brother's brother, he made 20% on his money. Yay! He kept going to the point where he lost it all. So that's once again what I'm saying. If you see numbers like this, don't believe it. It's either a one in a million chance that it happened and you can't replicate it, or they're lying. It's one of the two. Because if they can consistently do it, they would be the richest people in the world. All right. Let me bring up S. Franklin. S. Franklin, you're live on the air with Pocket Watching with JT. What's going on?
Hello, can you hear me?
Yes, ma'am. Go right ahead.
Hi, just want to start by thanking you for all that you do. I'm relatively young, so I grew up social media age. I'm 27. I turn 28 next year. And what shocks me always is just how flashy and, you know, how easy it looks, you know. Mm-hmm. And one of the things that that is interesting, just knowing the history of the NOI and how these people are leveraging, you know, the Black Power movement, you know, they're like, you know, I'm not the church. You know, the church has been scamming you for years, you know. You keep giving to the building fund, right?
Right.
And, the new roof isn't there. So them leveraging that. And then even if you just looked at, you know, the minister, you know, I'm not NOI myself. I'm Orthodox, so I'm Sunni. But I know about the minister. He is not behind you guys leveraging religion. And you guys are out here the way they're dressing and, you know, flashing and gaudy. And right. Just if people would look at people's moral character, or if you're leveraging religion, how involved are you in that faith? So it was, very shocking, very surprising when I started seeing all these people, you know, RZA, you know, Triple Ben, you know, Triple X, all this stuff. I'm like, now y'all know that is not what the minister said to do, you know. But it's just very interesting and always, hurtful and disparaging when you see just people consistently being scammed, you know?
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, and that's my reality. I try to balance the difference between, yes, I'm going to consistently see people get scammed because scam artists, that's their job. They're professional scam artists. Our job as, you know, people who care, we try the best we can to warn as many people who are close to us, hey, that's not good. Don't do that. But there's always going to be people who get scammed. Thank you for calling in. I appreciate it. And I want to be clear here. Pocket Watching with JT has no superhero type of mindset, right? I do not think of myself as I'm doing the great work for the people because I'm doing it for the culture. And I'm just righteous. No, I'm petty. I'm extremely petty. I'm an individual who spent several years of my life going to school, learning how to give financial advice. I had to sit for several hours in a little room with a person walking back and forth with a camera right here in my face so that they know I did not cheat to pass an exam that was 6 hours long. So that I can say I'm qualified to give financial advice. And when I see these clowns pop up giving bad advice, I get a little petty. So that's why I do this. I want to be clear. My cards are on the table. I have no kind of savior complex. I'm extremely petty, and I enjoy debunking these guys. That's it. That's why I do it. So next caller, I've got couple of reacts. You're live on air. What's going on?
Say, JT, we appreciate what you do, even though you're saying you're doing just to be petty, bro. Hey, much appreciated.
Yes, sir.
And I'm going to hit it and quit. You know, basically, let's just do the due diligence, everybody. Before you start getting into these little, hey, get rich quick schemes, they got to give you $10,000, $20,000, $30,000. Y'all hearing these numbers. But just look around you. Do you know anybody in your life that's making 60 grand a month, like 70 grand a month? Come on. Like, how many people do you know doing that legitimately? and think about it, you know, and based off of that information, move accordingly. That's all I'm going to say.
I appreciate it. Thank you so much, man. I mean, I know like in the letter that they sent me from Texas, right? In the letter, he says, you know, I know this is like common sense to you. You're CFP. This is common sense to you. But for many people, they don't get it. Like they don't experience it. So that's why we try to get the word out. It doesn't make sense. making $60,000 a month passively from, come on, man. Like, who are you kidding? Like, that is, it's not happening. All right, we got X. That's all you got on your name, X. X,
you're live. Yes, sir. What's going on? What's going on, brother? How are you?
I'm doing good, man. Thanks for calling in.
Yeah, the reason for my phone call, I just want to piggyback on a few of the other call-ins that you had mm-hmm. earlier. You know, once again, X is what you see on the screen. Mm-hmm. My name is Brother Grover X, Muhammad Mosque number 15 from Atlanta, Georgia. And at the age of 16, I got knowledge itself. By the mm-hmm. time I was 18, I got my ex. So what I wanted to piggyback on is just a simple fact that when you have brothers that stick Ben X, RZA Islam, and nothing to take away from these brothers because they do seek knowledge itself, and there's nothing wrong with that. But mm-hmm. I will tell you personally, as being a member of the Nation of Islam, that is not something Minister Farrakhan approves. Okay. This is not, he does not send us out to go do housing and Ponzi schemes and sitting on podcasts. This is not what we do.
Were you referring to Hereafter Farms? When you talked about housing, were you referring to Hereafter Farms?
Anything that's included. Everybody underneath the whole entire scope. I'm just saying, like, this is not how we move. We're in our communities. You know, you understand what I'm saying? Like, we're more on like foots on the ground in the, you know, grassroots level. We don't do these type of things. So when people start to understand, when somebody stands up there with a bow tie on and start trying to kick knowledge to you, look for the hook. There's always something else that's in the background that you don't see. So when they start speaking knowledge, if they're not giving it true and living, like you can see it through their ways and actions, that's when you know you need to believe it alone.
I believe it. Thank you so much for calling in. I appreciate it. All right, we're going to wrap this thing up. We got a couple more callers. I probably won't be able to get to everyone, so don't be mad, but I will be back next week. It's not a big deal. We got MSB. MSB, you're live on air. What's going on?
Peace, King. Can you hear me?
Peace, God. What's going on?
No doubt, King. Hey, listen, that lady that was talking earlier, the elderly lady that was in the desperation, right, mm-hmm. that you mentioned, mm-hmm. I was in the same scheme that she was in with the company that she was talking about before. See, I know these people personally. And these people, like, a lot of them are just sheep, but I'm not going to take anything away from Brother Ben X because he deserves all of his lashes because I know for a fact he was warned. I've been in some of his lives and posted and let him know, hey, it's a scam, bro. It's a scam, you know. So this is a personal manifestation process for me because I was one of the first that called out GS Partners and told them that it was a scam. Told the people that I was following, don't jump in that because I know them. And I hate for Brother Ben X's name to get tarnished. However, mm-hmm. he's not the head, but he should take a fall just like the rest of them. But dive deeper into Michael L. Dalco, the one that said that was on stage that pointed him out to say, yeah, if you want to know if you're in the right company, bam. Well, no, bam, it's him. He's the mastermind, and he needs to step forward and take everything that he deserves, you know? So, mm-hmm. And there's other names as well.
Listen, brother, you're breaking up a little bit, but listen, I know about Michael Dalco. If you can email me at pocketwatcherjt@gmail.com. Email me the info that you want to share. And when I get time, because once again, I'm not a full-time YouTuber. I'm a full-time financial advisor. But when I get time, I'm going to jump through the rabbit hole. I'll look at it, and if I think it's worthy of a full show within itself, we'll take a look at it. But yeah, I agree. All of these guys, I mean, you're either one or two. Either you know it's a scam and you're trying to get as much money as you can before it collapses, or you are a victim, but you're almost willfully a victim because you're making the money. And you should not be giving advice to people because you're financially illiterate. You know you're financially illiterate. So stop trying to teach other people. Leave that to the professionals. All right. A couple more callers and we're going to wrap this up. We got Will. Will, you're live on the air with Pocket Watching with JT. What's going on?
How you doing, my brother JT, man? I appreciate the good job you're doing into our community. We need more guys like you to start opening up people's eyes. I got one question. JT, have you ever heard someone get rich overnight?
No, very, very, very rarely. Rich overnight, once again, are the people who win the lottery. Because even athletes, because some people say, well, what about athletes? They get rich overnight. No, athletes do not get rich overnight. I've represented and had clients who played in the Super Bowl. They did not get rich overnight. They have been practicing and preparing themselves to be top-tier athletes for their entire life. You're talking about from probably age 5 all the way to age 21, they have been busting their butts to become the top tier in their industry, which happens to be athletics. That's not becoming rich overnight. The only rich overnight are lottery winners.
Exactly. Well, the reason why I said that, it's just like, it bothers me a lot to see these guys come into our community and just like racked up $100 million and just bam, gone. It's like, I want to know what is wrong with our community that we all have a smartphone. We all could do research. And you, when was the last time you heard that someone from a convicted person end up becoming a world richest guy? Like, I never hear something like that. But we tend to fall for these guys. 99.9% of these dudes that are doing these rich quick schemes, they're all convicted felons. When you're convicted felons, you cannot be working into these type of stuff. That's why the government tell you stay away from any type of banking. But we tend to fall for these dudes scamming us. It really bothers me. I'm like, what's going on with my black people, man? We need to wake up. We all have a smartphone. My dad always said this. If someone said they're going to get you rich, run away. Because if he or she couldn't make anyone rich, he will make the whole family, not you. Right. From, you get what I mean? So yeah. Why would we fall for this thing?
People who are like, why are they taking the time to make you rich when they have to deal with their mother, their father, their niece, their nephew? They've got all these people who are actually blood related. To why are they giving you the opportunity?
They're giving you the opportunity
because their parents and their family know they own that BS. Right,
exactly.
You just got out of prison like 2 months ago. Mm-hmm. I'm not about to hand over $10,000 to you. They know that's why they can't go to their family. That's why they go to you.
To you, exactly. That's why my dad always said it, and I always believed that. I said yes. Whenever they, you know, someone trying to send me some type of groups saying some type of gala concert for these things, I said, all right, I don't bother. I just blocked them. That's all I have to say, man. But thanks. Good luck, man. I appreciate what you're doing. You should have some type of Cash App so people could drop some money for you, man. You're doing some positive in our community.
Cash App right there. But listen. Do not Cash App me if you're living paycheck to paycheck. The only people Cash Apping me are the people who got real extra money and you find this as entertainment, right? Treat me like Netflix, right? You want to give me that $5 for the month or 50? Cool. That's if you have the cash to do it. But if you just want to support what you can do, hit the like button. You're living paycheck to paycheck. You got payday loans. Don't send me any money. I'm good. Trust me, I'm good. I'm not flying in private jets. I don't wear Rolexes or none of that. But I've been paying my bills long before YouTube. I make way more money off YouTube than I do on YouTube. If you want to support my content, hit the like button. Share, subscribe. That's all you have to do. Don't send me any money if you got credit card debt. If you got credit card debt, don't send me any money. Period. All right, two more callers and we're going to wrap this up. I think we got Minister KP. Minister KP, you're live on the air. What's going on?
Hey, what's up, JT?
Yes, sir.
I just called us on the back end about another Ponzi scheme by these awoke brothers, like the caller previous said, that was at one time incarcerated, you know. And I got no issue if someone has done time. I understand you pay your debt to society, you know, you come back into society, hopefully you're rehabilitated, you have a better version of yourself. But there's a thing in our community, and I say it point blank, black community, Like they asked these young ladies one time, I saw on a YouTube vid, would they prefer the square dude, had a 9-to-5, a career that was, you know, something he could work at 30 years, have a good pension, whatever, or a scammer. Most of them said they prefer the scammer, for whatever reason. It's, I guess, the feeling of someone being like a you know, so cool and
bad boy. James Bond. That's the bad boy thing. Every generation, it doesn't matter the culture, when it's in the United States, every generation, we're talking about from the 30s, the 40s, the 50s, the 60s, the 70s, the 80s, the 90s, the 2000s, you go through a phase where the bad boy is cool. They like the bad boy because there is a sense of thrill and excitement that a bad boy brings. So that's what it is. I don't think we'll ever be able to overcome that because that just comes with youth. Now, you get a little older and you see the actual results of the bad boy or the bad girl, you learn that that's not the route to go.
And the thing is, like I said, if you're a person that got a decent amount of income, savings-wise, the old-fashioned way, like you save your money, invest your money, when you see an opportunity, and you see something like this, it's, I'm going to invest 20 grand of my hard-earned money that's taking me whatever amount of time to put it in the bank, and then you get taken, it's like, what do you expect? You can't be out here chasing, you know, a flash in the pan. Like I said, reading education is important. The person has to have credentials behind their name. You got to do your research. Somebody dressing up in a nice suit or dress and just looking the part is that. It looked the part, but are they the part? You know, if they don't meet the criteria and you bring up something in depth and they give you a good, I got to talk to my other person about that. But this is what's going to happen when you put your money in. You're going to see a return. Nah, sorry, bro. Sorry, sister. I ain't falling for that stuff. Sorry. I worked too damn long to save my money. But like I said, with a brother Polites and all these types, you get to a certain age, the whole Neo thing where you just hear guys talking out there behind. Yeah, it sounds good. But, you know, at the end of the day, it's about them trying to take your money. Because, they, you know, like sheep's and wolf's clothing. If or a wolf and sheep's clothing. I mean, they see you and they see you with big eyes. They say, oh, I got this fool. Okay, I got him. Him or her. And they take advantage of you. Then you boo-hooing, saying, yeah, I got done wrong. Because, like I said, a lot of folks are just naive, foolishly. And it perplexes me, dog.
Yeah. Bro, I appreciate you calling in. Thank you so much. A lot of it just comes down to they provide what you want. Not physically, but in the mind. They look at you and they realize you want something. They come as the solution. You want money. I've got a great way where you can make money passively. You want to believe that. And because you want to believe it, you'll ignore all the red flags. That's why you need an a-hole like me that's going to say, no, that doesn't make sense. You know, there's no way a person can do that. Let me show you the math. But you don't want to hear me in that moment because you want it to be true. You got to step up your level of skepticism when it comes to your money. You just got to. You got to. All right, we got Clove. Let me bring up Clove. You're live on the air. What's going on?
Hey, Paco, what's going on with you?
Yes, sir.
Good. I just had this one question that I just recently thought about in my head. When it comes to any investment or any type of, whether it's real estate or whatever it is, isn't there, I think most people don't think about it, whoever's, like, of course we're investing in it, but there in any business, there's demand. And they never talk about the people that are actually purchasing whatever product they're trying to sell to us to invest in. Like, who are the people that are actually buying? Even with real estate, you're buying a house for $200,000 and you're flipping it for $500,000. Who's going to buy that house? Like, who's looking at the house and saying, I'm a buy that? Like, who's, like, they're trying to find another sucker, but there's really not that many people who want most people want to get something for their money. It's called value. They want to get value for their money. So nobody just wants to just pay over, just pay an absorbent amount of money for a product they know they can get somewhere else. So that when, I guess, because money circulates in our economy, nobody ever questions how the money is circulating, how they're getting it, if that makes sense. But I just wanted to ask you, isn't that a part of it? Money has to circulate, so nobody ever questions where they're getting the money from.
Yeah, what you're talking about, and thank you for calling in, what you're talking about is a concept of the greater fool, right? Greater fool, sometimes referred to as the bigger fool, right? It's when you invest in something, not because you believe it has value, not because you believe there's some utility, right? You invest in it purely off of speculation, saying someone else later will buy it from me for more. And I think that's kind of the concept when people fall into these scams too. They're not looking at the fundamentals of the investment opportunity. They're basing it solely on there will be a greater fool after me that's going to buy it from me at a higher price than I bought it at. But if you actually look at the fundamentals, then you start to think to yourselves, okay, like the house example, okay, are other houses in this area selling for that amount? What does it look like? What's the school district like? Like, those are the things that a person who's really looking into the investment for what it's worth, that's how they're going to make their profit. You just can't assume that you're going to be able to sell it for more just because you bought it at the price you bought it for. That's not how this stuff works. All right, listen, I can't get all of y'all, but I'll try to get as many as possible. Let me read this super chat from Mikey T Speaks. Shouts out to you. Says, thank you for your work, boss. So much going on in our community, and we refuse to pay for the slow and true way to wealth, and love the overnight and get caught up in wrong things. Yeah, I mean, it's almost like a broke record, but yes, if you're a person who has made several bad choices financially, which many of us, right? You're looking for one big thing to make up for all the bad mistakes in the past. But that's not how it works, right? It's like your physical fitness. If you overate for the past 24 months in a row, past 24 months you overate, now you're 60, 70 pounds overweight. I don't care how hard you work out in a week, you're not going to lose that weight. It's not going to happen. You're not going to make up for 24 months of bad habits in 1 month. That won't work. You'll have to put in the work consistently over time to make up for all the bad mistakes that you made. It's the same way in finance. If you are payday to payday loan, if you're high credit card debt, you're not going to fix that with some multi-level marketing scheme. You're not going to fix that with a Ponzi scheme. You're just going to end up deeper in debt. It's better to just suck it up, get a financial plan, how you're going to get out of it, how you're going to have a budget, how you're going to pay down the debt, how you're going to build up an emergency savings fund. That's the way it works. But, you know, when you're financially desperate, you can do anything. Two more callers and we got to let it go. We got MAP Solutions. MAP Solutions, you're live on air. What's going on?
Okay. Good to be with y'all, man. I just wanted to employ your services, man. I want to get with you, you know, to help me out because
I can barely hear you. I can barely hear you, but it sounds as if you want to reach out to my office. So this is what I would suggest that you can do. You can go to pocketwatcher.net. Pocketwatcher.net. Just click the free consultation button on my website at pocketwatcher.net. And then you can reach out to my office. You'll book a free phone consultation and we can have a conversation. Okay. But yeah, you were breaking up. I could barely hear you. Last caller of the night. Oh, we got a long time friend of the show. We got Southern Bell is here. It's been a while since I spoke with you. Can you hear me? You're live on air. Southern Bell going once.
Yeah.
Going twice. Can you hear me?
Yeah, I can hear you.
Okay. Go right ahead.
Okay. So I'm just really getting into it. I don't even know anything about the GS Partners, but I'm a licensed loan officer, and I see stuff like this in the real estate. I see it all the time. And anytime I try to call it out, I'm called a hater. It's like, oh, you're hating, you don't want to see. But I'm like you, JT. You know, when you said that you were petty, that resonated within me. Because I'm like, we sit here, we're regulated, right?
Right.
We have regulatory boards that watch everything we post on social media, everything, every pamphlet, everything that we send out. And it just really bothers me when you have these people that are scamming and scheming and sliding just over here just making all of this money while we have rules that we have to follow. So I'm petty like you. So anytime I see it in the real estate field, I'm always calling it out. And they call me a hater.
Yeah, of course we're haters, right? We're haters because we are interrupting, right? We're interrupting their income. We're making it harder for them to take advantage of people to make their money. Now, sometimes, I will say this, though. Sometimes these people are naive, right? They don't know what they're promoting is a scam. They think it's legitimate, but it doesn't make them more correct, right? It just puts them in a position of showing how unqualified they are, right? This is how unqualified they are to actually give advice. Once again, you're in two buckets. You're either in the bucket of you are a scammer, you are aware that this is a scheme, you're trying to get as much money as you can out before it collapses, or you're naive, you are unaware that it's a scam, which just emphasizes the point that you should not be giving anyone financial advice or tips. Leave it to the professionals. But all right, guys, this was a bonus show. I normally don't do more than one show a week. I want to give a big shout out and thanks to everybody who called in. I know I'm sorry I couldn't get to all you guys, but I actually have a real life and I want to get back to it. I just wanted to share what's going on, the follow-up on this story. Yes, several states in the United States have sent GS Partners and the various names it goes under, sent them cease and desist orders. As I told Brother Ben X, that would happen. And for those of you who came here late, I knew a long time ago, because actually on Friday, October the 27th, the State Board of Texas actually reached out to me. They told me that they saw the video with Brother Ben X and they realized what was going on. It took them a little time to get all the info together, but as you see, they sent the cease and desist. So if you want to make money, you can make money. If you want to build wealth, you can build wealth. It's not going to be overnight. It's going to take some time. It's going to take a lot of effort. It's going to take discipline. You can't spend money like you're rich when you're not, right? You can't act as if you make $150,000 a year when you make $60,000 a year. You have to act your wage. If you make $50,000, you live a lifestyle of a man who makes $50,000 a year. If you make $120,000 a year, you live a lifestyle of a woman who makes $125,000 a year. It's kind of simple, but we'll talk about it, guys. I just want to say thank y'all. Y'all have a great night. I will be back next week. My plaque from YouTube is in the mail. It should be here early next week. When it comes, I'll go live. We'll have fun. I will thank each and every one of you because this is not an achievement only for myself. This is an achievement for all of us, all the Pocket Watchers, even the people who don't like the content, but you still hang around and you watch and you make comments. You help too. So we'll have some fun early this week. Other than that, y'all have a great night. Pocket Watcher is out.
Hi, I'm Mike Evans with Mo Money. Tell me, what do you know about Mo Money?
Brother, all I know is I was here last night getting my taxes done. And today, there's Mo Money all the way. You know what I'm saying?
And how about you?
In here yesterday, back today to get my check. Smoke money stuff is real. I'm Mo Money for life.
Out of slow money? Well, come to Mo Money, because we about that.
Mo Money Taxes, and once again, it's on. And I got the hookup.
Mo Money Taxes. Come down and see us, and you'll be glad that you did.
At Mo Money Taxes, you're more than just another number. This year, we're offering our 32nd refunds to go along with our next day refunds. Come down and see us, and you'll be glad that you did.
Continuing saga of Mo Money Taxes. Norfolk police are investigating the tax preparer, and they have alerted the IRS.
about customers' complaints.
Where's my check?
That's the question all of these people want answered.
The IRS is basically verifying to us that our money is here in their bank account.
Friday, crowds gathered at Mo Money Taxes in Norfolk. On Granby Street, owner Mario Brady told us he printed 50 checks and 30 did not clear.
The banks have refused to cash their checks, saying that there is fake. I mean, that is unacceptable.
Federal agents raided the headquarters of Mo Money Taxes in Tennessee this morning.
You may remember 10 on Your Side traveled to Memphis for local Mo Money customers who claimed they didn't receive their refund. We continue to follow another developing story. New tonight, tensions continue to run high as customers wait for their tax returns that they say were not getting from Mo Money Taxes. You can see the level of anger just a few hours ago at this Norfolk location off Brambleton. Angry customers who say they were promised refund checks and didn't get them broke windows, and police were called to break up the angry crowd.
That's just ridiculous.
Marcus Eves, a former customer who says he filed his taxes with Mo Money in 2007, is worried about what we recently uncovered behind this Mo Money Tax Services location on Elvis Presley.
This is wrong for, you know, files to be out here. This is people's personal information that anybody could have come by and gotten.
Investigators are now looking into the discovery of thousands of documents thrown into three dumpsters behind the facility. Shortly after authorities arrived on scene and put up crime scene tape, so did Marky Granberry with Mo Money Taxes.
Normally, we would have all files shredded shredded or whatever, but this, we don't throw files in the garbage can.
I asked him what happened and why the documents were not shredded.
Our lease was up on this operation, so I assume the landlord went inside of the location and for whatever reason he decided to throw the files in a dumpster.